This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, heard on the Liberty News Radio Network. How are we doing, Mr. Yerkew?
We're doing just fine there, Mr. Scoop. We had a busy week this week, and by the time people hear this, it's only going to be busier.
Yes, you are right. But anyways, Walt, let's get down to our first order of business. As you know, we always read the names of the fallen members of the law enforcement community that were murdered in the line of duty. We always say that people are, they have heart attacks, they're killed in car crashes, killed in different ways. But these people were just out and out slaughtered. First, we want to remember police officer Catherine Mary Thine of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. End of watch, January 23rd, 2020. She was killed while dragged by a car that crashed and was pinned between a car and a tree. She was rushed to Centura Norfolk Hospital, and unfortunately that's where she came to her injuries. The perp is in custody. Also, we need to remember Deputy Sheriff Richard Witten of the Liberty County, Texas Sheriff's Office. End of watch, January 25th, 2020. He succumbed to injuries from a gunshot wound on May 29th, 2019, and the perp fortunately committed suicide. Also, we need to remember police officer Nick O'Rear of the Kimberly, Alabama Police Department. End of watch, February 5th, 2020. He was shot and killed during a vehicle pursuit. Perp was arrested. And finally, we remember Trooper Joseph Bullock of the Florida Highway Patrol. End of watch, February 5th, 2020. He was shot and killed when he approached what appeared to be a disabled vehicle. One of the individuals in the car shot and killed the trooper, where fortunately another police officer was driving by the scene, saw what happened, and shot and killed the perp. So anyways, last week we had a special guest host. You and I were indisposed. I was doing the father thing, you were doing whatever it is that you do on your time, and we had Black Rosebud himself, Lionel Harris, host the show, and I told Black, I said, hey, it's going to be your show, do whatever you want. So he did. He got a special guest named Carl, who served with him in the California penal system, and he first thing he did was to talk about Kobe Bryant. I was like, oh boy, here we go. But then again, I told him talk about whatever he wants. But he talked about how Kobe Bryant was a role model for the people of Los Angeles by being a father. Not because of his stats, what he did on the basketball court, but he was a father. He had fathered numerous children with his wife, who he was married to. He had an issue in the past that, you know, I don't want to get into because my opinion is not of a popular opinion. And he was a father, and he was an inspiration to the black community, because in the black community in Los Angeles and every other ghetto in America, guess what? These fathers run out on their kids and the mothers. So Black and Carl praised Kobe Bryant, and they just did a great show talking about where they came up, when they went through the system, and then you know, they got an education in the system, said, you know what, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm going to be here till I die, or I'll be shot dead in the street. So so they became productive members of society. Walt, what's your opinion of our special guest host and his praise for Kobe Bryant being a dad?
You know, I thought Black did a fabulous job. He almost did too good of a job. But he's quite a character. He has his opinions, and they're not just off-the-cuff opinions. These are you know, things that he talks about that he knows about and he's sincere about. The thing about Kobe and what he did about him being a father, listen, moms too, like fathers, they make mistakes. Things happen, not for the better. Like you said a minute ago, that not going to talk about, you know, what happened in 2000, 2003 with Bryant. however, since he retired from basketball, I believe he gained quite a bit of respect, like you said, from being, you know, a domestic parent in his household. You know, his oldest daughter was involved in basketball, and he would go. A lot of other people don't go that have Kobe Bryant's status in the sports world because of the attention. But, you know, he absorbed it. He handled it well. And being a dad and a husband to Vanessa, you know, I think he did a pretty good job. You know, not perfect. In the meantime, you know, I'm glad that the ads about having Kobe memorialized and etched in stone and changing NBA logos and stuff, I'm glad all that's subsided, because that's the, I guess, for lack of a better term, that's the excitement after somebody like Kobe passes away. You know, everybody has an opinion about what should be. So, but I'll leave it at that. I think, you know, he turned out to be a gentleman and a father and a husband.
Right. And, you know, kiss his took us because, you know, being an athlete or just because he's a black man take care of his kids. But how many times we see famous people of color have like 14, 15 kids with 16 wives, and or after their career is ended, they only can pay like $1 a month of child support to all their kids, and it's just a mess. But Kobe just kept on doing what he's doing, so that's good on his parents. But anyways, moving right along, Walt, did you see the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did watch it. I have to say, yeah, I did watch it. I watched most of the playoffs. I didn't see anything during the season. But, yeah, I did watch it. And I thought it was an excellent evening for both teams. I mean, you know, they played really well, you know, until the end of that game. I didn't see the halftime show. I was busy in the kitchen, and seems like I didn't miss much. But I know you didn't watch it. So ask me a question.
So, anyways, so you didn't watch the halftime show. I didn't watch it all because, again, I don't care about the NFL. I had better things I could do. Since the NFL allowed people to take a knee, I've stopped watching games. I stopped doing everything involved with the NFL. I just don't care. But, anyways, supposedly in the halftime show, they had this Jennifer Lopez and this other girl, Shakira, shaking their bottoms in front of a camera, and I guess it was just really an S&M show, or a striptease. Anyways, we'll be right back talking about women shaking their asses and other things going on. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Breaking news. Nancy Pelosi is having a press conference on Capitol Hill. And boy, she's a doozy. First thing she said was Trump did not inherit a mess. He inherited momentum. And then Trump's policies did not equal Obama's gains in the stock market and so on and so forth. But if we got time at the end of the show, we'll talk about Nancy's gaffes. It is 11:20 here in the AM in Washington, D.C., so I think Ms. Pelosi already had her liquid lunch already. But back to the Super Bowl. Supposedly, they had these two Latinas shaking their booties at this striptease routine. And I guess in the audience, they had some of the or on the field, they had some of the dancers or whatever. Supposedly, have some pictures or illustration of kids in cages. And which brought me back to the origins of Ms. Lopez. Turns out Ms. Lopez immigrated to these United States from all the way from Bronx County, New York, such as myself. So here you have American citizen doing the stupid dance routine, poking things at Trump with kids in cages. And Shakira, she's a, I guess she's from other outside of these United States. And she's singing a microphone that looked like phallus.
Yeah.
Well, any other comments on the Super Bowl?
No, just the halftime show from what I've seen, you know, on YouTube and stuff of the halftime show. You know, we see less on the beach. We see less on professional ice skaters, you know, and of course we see a lot less on strippers. Be that as it may, there's a difference between class and trash. And from what I saw, it was a way for these two women in their 40s and J-Lo 50 saying that they could still be sexy at their age. And which is fine, you know, but, you know, you don't know that going in when you're sitting there, you know, with your 11-year-old son or 10-year-old daughter. Super Bowl, you expect some class, and from what I saw, it was trash, you know, the pole and stuff like that. But yeah, you're right that J-Lo came, you know, so far away from the South Bronx, And, you know, I'm not a fan. You know, I never cared for her music. I never cared for her acting or anything like that. And it had Selena, you know, rest her soul. Had Selena not been murdered by that little piece of crap that she had as a fan president, J-Lo would still be a fly girl on Living Color, you know, if that much. So if that was her break, somebody had to get murdered for her to have a break. And
right.
And then the rest is history. You know, she talks about being Jenny from the Block. You know, she might wear diamonds, but she's still Jenny from the Block. And I've seen, you know, in magazines, People Magazine, that she has gone back to the Block, but she kind of drives up in her limousine, you know, and just does a tour of the neighborhood and say, I used to hang out on this corner. I ate in that bodega. But there's no, I don't think that the street where she hung out is cordoned off and keeping it clean. It's still a crap hole.
Right. Right. And if you remember years ago, she did a commercial for Fiat where you see Mrs. Lopez driving around in one of these small Italian cars, and one of these cars going through Bronx County, New York, a.k.a. the Bronx. And it turns out that she never drove the car in the Bronx. They had a body double just up like her in the car driving around the neighborhood. Meanwhile, the close-ups of Jennifer Lopez is back in California. So anyways, just more fake phony frauds, liberal celebrities. You know, I also don't care for her. She can do whatever she wants. But, you know, let's keep the politics out of the Super Bowl. I mean, the best Super Bowl performances was first by the Rolling Stones, second by The Who, and third by Tom Petty. But anyways, there's a commercial during the Super Bowl about a couple of trannies sitting there promoting something or other. I didn't watch the commercials. I didn't watch nothing about the Super Bowl. But anyways, let's move it right along. Iowa. The Iowa caucus is officially a fiasco. Instead of the way elections are held, people, for those who have a single-digit IQ, you get a bunch of people running for office. You vote for one person. Whoever gets the most votes wins. But for leave it to the Democrats to screw it all up because, again, they don't want Bernie Sanders becoming the nominee again 4 years later. But I don't think Bernie wants the job. I think he's looking to increase the size of his bank account. So, anyways, the way they had the Iowa caucus set up was that you're supposed to vote for candidate A, and then you're supposed to vote again for candidate B, who couldn't be candidate A. And if there's a tie, they had to flip a coin. And they had and it had to be reported on an app developed by what sounded like some organization, from what I gather from a James Bond movie, which failed. And I guess a Hillary campaign staffer worked for the company that developed the app. So we had to wait over 24 hours to find out who won the Iowa caucus. And it looked like Mayor Pete Buttigieg won the caucus, came in first, Bernie in second. Meanwhile, Buttigieg was polling at zero. So, again, it's just more chicanery, more fraud from the Democrat Party. And these are the people that want to run our lives. They want to tell us how much toilet paper we can use. They want to tell us how much water we could have in our toilets. They want to tell us that our clothes dryers need to have smaller motors to use less electricity. They're the same ones that say we can't drink plastic straws. We can't drink. We can't have plastic lids in our straws, so our beverages go all over the place. They want us to drive cars that run on two cylinders and 50 horsepower. And they want us to subsidize high-speed rail that goes to nowhere that nobody wants to ride. And it's just typical Democrat chicanery because if you think about it, everything they touch turns to crap. Democrats have been in office in Detroit for over 50 years. That looks worse than Nagasaki in August of 45. They ran Baltimore for 50-plus years. That looks like Detroit. Philadelphia is a toilet. New York City's turned into a toilet. D.C., even though they're trying to build Emerald City, they're building it on a garbage dump. The schools are a mess. The roads are a mess. The mass transit system's a mess. The politicians are a mess. And it just goes on and on and on. California, it's a mess. And what these idiots do, they vote themselves out of work and prosperity in California. And they say, you know what, I'm going to move somewhere else. So where they move somewhere else, such as Virginia, and make that a mess. So so anyways, good luck to them, because I think that is going to be like 1984 all over again, when Reagan just shellacked Walter Mondale. Well, what's your opinion of Iowa?
It's where the American pickers are from, isn't it? You know, with they go traveling around buying junk from other states and bring it back to Iowa. Isn't that where that was from?
Anyway, I don't know. I don't want.
The Iowa caucus is I believe always been a waste of time. People were up in arms that they used to have, you know, written ballots and put it in the S box, or you know, they counted votes by hand, you know, years ago when they first started. Now they got all this, like you said, this James Bond stuff, an app that is supposed to give the results, you know, right away, and it took 24 hours. I think they're still counting votes, or maybe they guessed at the outcome. But Buttigieg and Sanders, and then Warren, and then Biden. You know, Joe Biden said he took one in the gut, but he's done. He's done.
Right. Anyways, Walt, we're just hit the halfway point of our show. We're just getting started. We still got State of the Union acquittal and Nancy Pelosi coming up. All right, everybody, stick around. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the morning after the Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitted President Trump of two articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats, he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared together at the National Prayer Breakfast, Pelosi giving the opening prayer.
We thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices for the millions who are missing or murdered because of their faith.
When he spoke, President Trump seemed to be directing some of his remarks at Pelosi. He had famously said once, when she had said she prays for him, that he didn't believe her and she was lying.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Bernie Sanders continues to lead a tracking poll less than a week before the New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary. He's first with 25% support in the WBZ Boston Globe survey released late yesterday. Pete Buttigieg has moved up to second with 19%. Former Vice President Joe Biden is down 3 points to 12% and third place in that poll. He was taking some shots at Bernie Sanders while he made a stop in New Hampshire yesterday.
He calls himself a democratic socialist. Well, we're already seeing what Donald Trump is going to do with that. He's a good man, but he labeled himself.
Fewer Americans filing for jobless claims. The Labor Department says around 202,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's a decrease of 15,000 from the previous week, as that total was revised up by 1,000 to about 217,000. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Yep, you are still listening to 7-5 Radio. And Nancy Pelosi is still talking. Boy, she's just spewing some garbage. That's why we call her Plaster Pelosi, because we think she's drunk all the time. But hey, that's her business. But don't be a Speaker of the House or the representative of your district and be drunk all the time. You know, seek help, Ms. Pelosi. But anyway, State of the Union check. State of Union address, rather, this past Tuesday was just an absolute grand slam home run for the 45th president of these United States. So I did a quick Google check up when the State of the Union address was over. Here are the first entries are from Google about the State of the Union. First, the New York Times, then the New York Times again, then CNN, then Washington Post, then Political, then NPR, and then the AP. Not exactly sources for 7-5 Radio or other shows on this network. So just to say, Google doesn't have political bias is just is a total fabrication. But anyways, as the speech itself, it was a real, I think it was a dog and pony show, but from the start to the end. But anyways, it was interesting because how many times we see a president sitting there just talking about what they've done and how great they are. And it's just a snooze fest. But first, the president comes out, handed Plaster Pelosi and the vice president a copy of his speech. Pelosi stuck her hand out to shake it, the Donald, and the president didn't shake it. People say, oh, he didn't see it. But other times, but this is a lady who wants to throw him out of office and brought articles of impeachment on the House floor. So I would have said some other choice words. I don't care if I was mic'd up or not. And then again, this year, women of the House wore white, I guess to signify women's suffrage. And then some unknown black representative female had one of those back to Africa / I hate whitey scarves over her white sheet. Don't forget, people, the Democrat Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was MIA again. We don't know if she was, we don't know where she was. She's 80 something years old, and we're just waiting for her to croak. And then during the highlights, great achievements and great guests, this Democrat just sat there on the hands, constipated. Some of the highlights I took away was an army wife with three kids on the House chamber was praised for being a great mother because, trust me, raising kids is not easy. Having your husband deployed to South Afghanistan four times is even harder. So then President Trump said, told the nice lady, hey, guess what? Your husband's coming home. Now he's going to be coming home. He's here now. And it was a surprise visit. And then Rush Limbaugh was in attendance. Limbaugh is suffering from stage 4 lung cancer, which means unless some miracle happens, there might be Rush Limbaugh might not be here much longer. So, anyways, he was sitting next to the first lady, and then Trump told him, said, "Hey, we're giving you the Presidential Medal of Freedom." Not the Congressional Medal of Honor, but the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian award you can receive from the president. And then, sure enough, Trump told his wife, Melania, hey, give him the medal. So right then and there, Rush Limbaugh was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to his shock. If you just look on his face, like, oh, now you're getting it, you get it right here, right now, which I thought was just outstanding. It was a surprise to everybody, including Rush Limbaugh. But, I mean, Rush deserved it. He was a pioneer. He's one that brought conservative radio mainstream. I didn't agree with some of the things he's done for the past 20 years, but that's for a different time. Also, another time, one of the Tuskegee Airmen who flew missions in World War II, Korea and Vietnam was possibly promoted to Brigadier General. Then Trump says, "Yep, it was my honor to pin the stars on your jacket." So not only did he promote him, but he put the stars on his jacket, which is really nice. And people just sat there. And then a another mother had a preborn infant that just, you know, was on death's doorstep when she was born, but she made it. And the Democrats just, well, the Democrats for once stood up and cheered. And then there's a black girl who was receiving a scholarship to go to a different school other than their failing public schools. And the Democrats, again, just sat on their ass, arm folded, because they're in the pocket of the teachers' union. Because the last thing they want is school choice. And they're, again, they're in the pocket of the teachers' union. And good thing I liked what Trump said. He called public schools government schools because, again, they're run by the government. I live in a district with so-called good public schools, so, but trust me, I'm watching my kids work all the time. Walt, what's your takeaway on the State of the Union speech?
Well, of course, everybody saw that he snubbed their hand, which I thought was, you know, appropriate. He didn't shake Mr. Pence's hand after he handed him a copy of his speech. But Pelosi, you know, I don't know what she was trying to prove by putting her hand out. She would have been better served not to even make the offer. And Mr. Trump is a businessman, okay? He's not a politician. Everybody's got that established. And if her attack on him for this impeachment process was business, he probably would have shook her hand. But it's a personal thing. It's not a political thing. It's a personal thing that she has against him for some reason. You know, there's a point in people's life where they hate somebody so much and they go so far, they can't turn back. And Pelosi can't turn back. So time after time, she's saying that she's trying to be civil with the president, although it's a strained relationship. He is a businessman, and he didn't. There's not that many people in the world that I wouldn't shake their hand. There are a few that I won't, and they know that. The issue with Pelosi, it's a personal attack. The way she was mouthing her mouth, you know, behind the president, looking past Mr. Pence, looking at somebody and mouthing stuff. Well, maybe she was just rolling her dentures around in her mouth, but it looked like Mr. Red had peanut butter in his mouth. Now she's just a bad woman. I can't say evil because that would be a little bit over the top, but she's a bad woman. And her spout of the president, you know, just right now on TV is just horrible. You know, she's gone so far she can't turn back. The award right. that Mr. Trump gave out to the people during his speech, fantastic, unbelievable, but they happened. It's a first, and he set precedent now to future presidents to do the same. Instead of all this crap in the Oval Office, he announced positives. How many presidents come in and say, well, yeah, I suck and I didn't do a good job? And, you know, if Mr. Trump said that, the Democratic Party would have been on their feet clapping. So, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Mr. Trump, you know, we know the acquittal yesterday, Wednesday, by the time this airs, on Wednesday. You know, we saw that coming back in November when this impeachment nonsense started. Mr. Trump did not disgrace our nation in any way, shape, or form since his inauguration. And his State of the Union address proved that. Proved that. He's not a guy to stand on a pedestal and say, look what I did, look what I did, look what I did. You know, once a year he does that State of the Union, and he's successful each and every time. Each and every time. You know, right. Might as well jump on the bandwagon of a winner than stop trying to drag your feet and slow the train down. And that's what Mrs. Pelosi is doing. She's constantly trying to slow the train down. You know, she says that Mr. Trump, like you said, didn't inherit a mess. He inherited a momentum. Well, the momentum was going in the wrong freaking direction, you dumb witch. And it was reversed.
The momentum. Well, not to interrupt. The momentum. This country had full momentum, like going down like a out of control freight train. But unfortunately, the momentum was going down a toilet.
You know, had Hillary been in there, you know, forget about it. It had been a mess for you know, these last 4 years, the last 3 years, and maybe the future.
Right.
All
right. Hey, well, we're going to return our last break, talk about Pelosi just getting ripped and ripping stuff up and impeachment and her horrible speech. We'll be right back on 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Thanks.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosherified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we are back. We got to put three segments into one, so let's get rolling. Well, the Democrats' motto should be fail and fail again, because Donald Trump was acquitted in his impeachment hearings, or impeachment fiasco. Of course, they voted party lines, except one person, old Mitt Romney, voted in favor to impeach and not impeach, but throw the president out of office, and voted guilty. But anyways, he's one that always puts his faith on his sleeve. He says, "Oh, I'm a devout Mormon. I believe in Jesus Christ." This and everything. Well, good for him. You know, that's his business. I mean, here we don't, you know, we love God. We love Jesus Christ, and your religion is your business. And we only bring out people's religion when they put it on their sleeve or they accuse us of something we haven't done. Just, oh, you're anti-Semitic. No, we're just saying the truth. So anyways, the Democrats failed again. Donald Trump is not thrown out of office. He will continue to serve this nation, great nation, once again. And again, the Democrats have egg in their face. Walt, what's your takeaway from the acquittal?
There was never question about it. In order to acquit, only 33. He would have only gotten 33 votes, you know. But what was it, 67 votes to acquit? And I mean to
two-thirds
convict. And yeah, you know, Mitt, you know, catches Mitt Romney. I posted yesterday on Facebook. He's the only U.S. Sitting U.S. senator that has been open about going both ways. So, his sudden reversal, I don't know what kind of a statement he was trying to make, but the acquittal was seen by everybody. And even before they took the vote, they had these, you know, these clowns up there, you know, saying that if he's acquittal, it's a sham and blah, 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 blah. They already, you know, started phase two of making Mr. Trump look bad. Come November, you know, you never know what's going to happen these days in an election now because of the fix. The fix is in. And you're never going to know. It might be next February by the time they figure out who won the election in November with the way that the DNC is able to delay things, you know, the way they do. The deliberation yesterday, the vote counting yesterday was not made public, we'd still not know if he was acquitted or not.
Right.
It was held in private chambers. That's the control that the liberals have over it. They muddied the waters on the acquittal before the acquittal votes were taken. You know, it's just the smoke and mirrors right now. Even Biden said in Iowa, you know, you can't believe, you know, the outcome of the election. And it, you know, he's right. You know, the only man that's being honest, you know, stupid for being honest, but he's telling the truth. You know, the billions that he held from Ukraine to get that prosecutor fired, and now saying you can't believe the results of the election. And you know, hey, there's way too many people that have way too many opinions. I'd like to see news. I'd like to see actual facts instead of the speculative nonsense that these people, and it happens on both sides. You know, it's not just on the left, it's on the right. Old, you know, I want to see facts. Right. I want to see news. You know, I want to see, okay, you know, there was a car crash on I-24. People are injured, ambulances are on the scene. And that's it. That's news. That's a fact.
Right.
I don't want to hear that, oh, the driver may have been drinking, or the driver may have been impaired in somehow a way. You know, the accusatory things are just awful. That's for a courtroom, not before the courtroom. So, the acquittal was fabulous. As the great Aunt Nancy Pelosi said a few minutes ago, that it doesn't matter if he was acquitted, he was impeached. You know, so you know, like I explained on Facebook, an impeachment is just like an indictment for like you or me or anybody else that's listening to us. That's right. All it is. It shows that a crime may have done, and this is the person that may have done it. And when you get acquitted and you found not guilty, you know, they always say, well, he was found not guilty, not innocent. Well, there is no, it's one or the other. You know, do we need state legislation, national legislation to change the term not guilty to innocent? So nobody believes in the court system anymore when it doesn't go their way. And that's a huge problem. And they get these people, they dust them off, and they put them up on CNN or Fox or MSNBC, and they dust these people off, and all of a sudden they're an expert on their opinion. And they're just knucklehead radio shows, hosts like you and me. And I just don't get it. Put somebody up there with some prominence who actually knows what they're talking about instead of these opinionated buttholes that they put up on the news. Now, would I be one of those opinionated buttholes to be put up on the news? Sure, absolutely, I'd be up there. But I'd be more honest than part of the crowd when I speak. So.
Right. Anyways, as Walter Yerkew, and he approves that message. Also, real quick, back to the State of the Union. Nancy Pelosi ripped up the speech that candidate heard to Donald Trump. My opinion is, you know what, that's her papers, but it was a classless act. But anyways, Walt, did you know that the speaker prays for the president?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I saw that on the prayer breakfast this morning that they both attended.
Right. She prays for the president. Well, she did mention that she prays for the president has a heart attack quickly. But she was at the prayer breakfast, and she says she prays for the president. Nobody believes her unless she wishes for the president's demise or the president to be found guilty. Meanwhile, Donald Trump did a bang-up job. He called out people such as Pelosi for saying, oh, the people that pray for me, they do not. And then people like Mitt Romney, he didn't mention Romney by name, but to use religion to get their point across. And he did a good job raking them over the coals without raking them over the coals, if you know what I mean. But anyways, after Nancy's two-martini prayer breakfast, she had a press conference. It was just a disaster. She said that the House chamber is not used for a political for the president to promote his or her political agenda, which is false because every president has done it. If you remember Barack Obama doing his State of the Union address, he was you thought he was walking across water. I mean, he thought he was Jesus Christ. It's inappropriate for people to scream four more years. She praised Mitt Romney. Imagine that. Praised Mitt Romney. And then she said she'd only be lectured about having grace concerning her ripping up the State of the Union speech. And she decided to trash Rush Limbaugh. And but their main point was the State of the Union is not a backdrop for a political campaign, which in fact it is, because if we read the Constitution simply states the president shall deliver a State of the Union to the House of Representatives. Now, this whole thing about giving this big grandiose speech, you can think one of the worst racist and worst segregationist, Woodrow Wilson, who was a Democrat for these dog and pony shows, and then they put it on primetime. Of course, they put it on primetime, not during a football season, a big sporting event. So, anyways, Nancy Pelosi, again, looked absolutely horrendous. She didn't look too plastered, but, again, she's plastered Pelosi. So she just talked a whole bunch of smack about 30 minutes and made absolutely no good point. We look forward to continue to bash Nancy Pelosi and her ilk. But look for more dirty tricks for the Democrat primary and in November of 2020 when Donald Trump single-handedly wins the election. Anyways, Walt, real quick, got a couple minutes left. Anything else you need or want to add?
No, just put our websites up, you know, and our Facebook pages and have people keep responding and filling in all their posts about how they like our show, how they hate our show, you know, whichever way, man. I'll take any kind of criticism.
For the comments, the website is 75radio.org. That's 75, the number 75, radio.org. You can put some comments there. We got more. We always have more negative comments and positive comments. Also, if you go to if our Facebook, we have a Facebook group, 75, the 75 forward slash 75 radio news and updates. We're both on Scoop Staten on Facebook, Walter Yerkew on Facebook. Our Twitter handle is at 75 show. Facebook, correction, Twitter is at 75show, at 75_show, because Walter got kicked off, I got kicked off, and Certified Show got kicked off. But anyways, folks, please spread the word, spread the message, tell people about the 7-5 radio show. Also, pretty soon we got dirt track racing coming up. Mike, a not so sexy intern, will give Phyllis ending. It looks like another outstanding season. All right, everybody, this is Peter Scoop standing for Walter Yerko, reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. So long, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.